We're continuing the Drashot Ramban, Torat Hashem Tmima. And the Ramban is now going to contend with the view of Maimonides that the world will continue. And the sources that discuss that the world will be destroyed. And so Nachmanides begins, Umikol makom en inyan la'ad le'olam more al kiyum ha'olam la'adeyad. It says in the verse about the heavens and the earth, it says about the heavens, Ve'yamidem la'ad le'olam. Chok natan ve'lo yavor. So when it says the words la'ad le'olam, it doesn't mean that the heavens are going to be eternal, kmo shechashav rav b'sefer Mor HaNevuchim, as the rabbi, as Maimonides thought in the work, The Guide to the Perplexed. Ela inyano shnatan b'em koach ha'kiyum, but the idea is that God gave them the capacity to exist, ve'yamidam b'inyan sheyu la'alfei dor. And Hashem gave them existence in a manner that they would continue to exist for thousands of years. Im lo yashchitim bore'am, they will continue functioning in that manner if their creator doesn't destroy them. V'zeu chok natan v'lo yavor. That's what it means. Hashem established it as a statute. It's not going to change. The idea is Hashem gave the heavens their function and they continue in a constant manner. Ki natan b'em chok liotam t'midim b'fulatam. Hashem set them up with their system and they continue and they're consistent in their system. V'lo yavor chok ahu shenatan b'em lavor mitzura litzura b'avayatam kmo atachtonim. And they are consistent. They don't change shape just as things here down below, things consistently evolve. Whereas the celestial beings, they are more constant. That's the idea of Chok Natan Velo Yavo. V'chein, and so too the understanding of the verse, Yasad Eretz al Mechoneh Baltimot Olam Va'ed, that the earth was laid on its foundations and it's never going to collapse. Kachu Perusho, this is what it means. Shim Yusedet Yafeh, that the earth has a good basis, shelot timot mechamat yishun, that the earth isn't collapsing because it's old. Kama advarim amit yashnim, just as other things age and collapse, the earth isn't collapsing. Ad sheyashchit ha'el ota bekocho, but that doesn't mean that it's eternal, it's just going to continue its existence till Hashem destroys it. Ve'en zeit motet, and that's not self-collapsing. What the verse says is that Hashem gave earth the capacity to continue to exist and it won't age to the point where it'll collapse. Fine, but that doesn't mean Hashem won't collapse it. So whenever you encounter verses that seem to indicate that the world will last forever, it's not like Maimonides says that the world is going to be here forever, but rather it means that the world won't self-destruct. And this is the true understanding of the verse. This is the tradition our sages have, כמו שאמרו, as our sages taught. ואם תאמר אותן אלף שנים שעתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להחזיר עולמו לטוב ובואו. The Talmud discusses, what are you going to say about that thousand years where the whole world is going to be desolate? You see, the Talmud took it for granted. There will be a period where the world is desolate, where everything gets destroyed. So it's not like Maimonides wrote that the world will be around forever. Ve'ein da'at Rav Zalken, and this isn't Maimonides' understanding, but Nachmanides says this is the truth. Maimonides says, if the Talmud says the world will be destroyed for 1,000 years, that means there's going to be a concept of time. If there's going to be a concept of time, then there's going to be a world. If there's going to be a world, then that means the world's not destroyed. So that's the Maimonides from within that same verse. From within that same quote of Talmud, the Maimonides says, you see, the world won't be totally void. We're not going back to where we were. The heavens, the earth, they're continuing. Will there be a World War III and a nuclear war and the whole world will be wiped out? Possibly, but there will be a planet Earth, there will be heavens, there will be Earth. Could be there'll be 1,000 years of quiet on the Earth. That could be. But the world will continue, that Maimonides says. Because you see, there's a concept of time. Time is only when you have something here. But if there's a void, then there's no concept of time. What? Okay. I don't know. You could look it up. It's in Mor Nevuchim Chelik Beis Perek Chav Ches. Okay, we'll pick up here Bezrat Hashem next week. Now we do.